that will answer thee, and to which all the saints will govern. For wrath killeth a foolish man, and envy slayeth a silly one. I have seen the foolish taking but suddenly I cursed his habitation. His children are far from safety, and they are crushed in the gate. Neither is there any to deliver them. Whose harvest the hungry eateth up, and taketh it even out of the thorn, robber swalloweth up their substance. Although affliction cometh not forth of the dust, neither doth trouble spring out of the ground. Yet man is born unto trouble, as the sparks fly upward. Seek unto God, and unto God would I commit my cause, which doth great things and unsearchable, marvelous things without number. Who giveth rain upon sendeth waters upon the fields, to set up high those that be low, that those which mourn may be exalted to safety. He disappointeth the devices of the crafty, so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. The wise in their own craftiness, and the counsel of the forward is carried headlong. They meet with darkness in the daytime, and grope in the noonday as in the night. But he saveth the poor from the sword. Stoppeth her mouth. Behold, happy is the man whom God correcteth. Therefore despise not thou the chastenings of the Almighty. For he maketh sore and bindeth up. He woundeth and his hands make whole. Shall deliver thee in six troubles, nay, in seven there shall be no evil touch thee. In famine he shall redeem thee from death, and in war from the power of the sword. Thou shalt be hid from the scourge of the tongue. Destruction when it cometh. At destruction and famine thou shalt laugh, neither shalt thou be afraid of the beasts of the earth. For thou shalt be in league with the stones of the field, the beasts of the field shall be at peace with thee. visit thy habitation, and shall not sin. Thou shalt know also that thy seed shall be great, and thine offspring as the grass of the earth. Thou shalt come into thy grave in full age, like a stalk of corn cometh in his season.